rise and shine, fragile Americans. There's a victimhood to be claimed and microscopic germs to fear. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
We took the actual genetic sequences that were reportedly novel and reviewed those against the patent records that were available as of the spring of 2020. And what we found, as you'll see in this report, are over 120 patented pieces of evidence to suggest that the declaration of a novel coronavirus was actually entirely a fallacy. There was no novel coronavirus. The statement that was made by Peter Daszak in 2015, reported in the National Academies of Press publication, February 12, 2016, and I'm quoting, "We need to increase public understanding of the need for medical countermeasures such as a pan-coronavirus vaccine. A key driver is the media, and the economics will follow the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get to the real issues. Investors will respond if they see profit at the end of the process," end quote.
Wow. That was Dr. David Martin. Woo. That's a pretty damning clip, don't you think? I have a guest. Dr. Kirk Moore is from my state, and he has this case. And I actually, welcome to the show, Dr. Kirk Moore. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Kate. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Listen, can you just describe the case in the state of Utah? Can you describe this case against you, Dr. Moore?
Yeah, it's a federal case, and I'm accused, along with three other co-defendants, along with my business, of giving fake vaccines and fake cards to patients of ours that came into the office.
Okay. Are you on speakerphone, Dr. Moore?
I'm on my headphone. Do I need to?
Yeah, I'd go right to the phone on. so it can be okay. A little clear. Yeah, a little more clear. I want everybody to hear this. That's why. I mean,
okay, is that better?
Yes, please. Yes, that's great. Okay.
Okay.
So go ahead with, just kind of fill somebody in if they haven't ever heard of your case. What would you tell them?
So in January of last year, January 23, mm-hmm. I had the feds show up, about 11 of them come in and show up at my office and serve us with a search warrant for my phone and my office manager's phone. And then a week later, we were indicted on three charges of fraud, conspiracy to commit fraud, and then counterfeiting.
Because we have new information today, that is so alarming that I people have to hear this, because here we are in 2024 now, and almost at the end of April, right. And this is amazing. But what were you like? What was the fraud about? Why were they charging you, a doctor?
Yeah,
in Utah?
So they're accusing us of giving away fake vaccines or giving saline shots instead of actually giving the COVID shot.
Okay, so. So you have to fill people in on this, because there were many people that didn't want to have to take this experimental shot. They did not want to participate, and people were being forced to participate for their job, right? I mean, they were saying you have to, you know, to keep your job, you know, you have to take this shot. And they were trying to find doctors all over the country that were seeing what we were seeing, and that was that this whole thing was such a sham and it was harmful. And so you have to tell everybody what in the world is happening to you now, because I don't think people are going to believe it, Dr. Kirk Moore.
Yeah, well, so we've been fighting it ever since last year. And then just, I think 2 days ago, United States Attorney's Office, filed a motion to basically to try to prevent us from presenting any of our data and science to a jury. In the last statement of the of this motion, it's really interesting what they say. Mm-hmm. In that, they say, hey, such a ruling, so a ruling against us, would, you know, ruling in for the district attorney's office would streamline the jury trial. It would filter out the defendant's improper necessity defense and avoid wasting the jury's time, misleading the jury, or confusing them with an irrelevant, unavailable defense.
What?
They want to keep anybody that I would want to have come as witnesses to come in and talk about what it was that they needed from us, as well as keep anybody, any defense witness who would testify to a vaccine injury or a vaccine harm. So
oh my gosh.
They're just, you know, they're just trying to say, hey, you know, we have the evidence, and you know, you were supposed to do is what, you know, do what you were told to do, you know, and that's the end of the story.
So you get no defense.
It's on page
you get no defense.
Five. I'm sorry.
You get no defense. You're not allowed a defense.
So on page five of the story, on page five of the same motion, they said, admittedly, the defendants have either stipulated nor have neither stipulated nor admitted all the key facts in the foregoing paragraphs, but documentary evidence, witness testimony, and other evidence will establish as much. And equally, if not more important, in public statements, the main defendant, Dr. Moore, has at least on his own behalf essentially owned many, if not of all these facts, at least in general terms. So in that case, why do I need a trial? You know, I don't need a trial. Just convict me, take me out, string me up in the town square. Let's go all the way back to the Salem witch trials and just, you know, hey, he's guilty because we say so. So let's hang him.
Wow. So yeah. Here we are, you know, 3 years later, 2.5 years later. And this is insane. This is insane. So the shots are fraudulent, but we can't say that. You are allowed zero defense because the government's so-called facts that have changed rapidly over the course of 2.5 years as they're trying to get out of people suing them. Whatever they say is factual evidence for why you should have given all these people the shot. Am I getting that right?
Yeah. And then whatever I say is not allowed to be presented.
Wow. No defense.
Right.
You're allowed zero defense.
Well, right. That's what they're trying to.
So they're trying to do.
This is a motion on the part of the, you know, Trina Higgins, Todd Boughton, you know, Jacob Strain, Sachiko Jepson, you know, the state, you know, the United States attorneys are, you know, claiming that, you know, we don't want to hear this defense. And so therefore we want to have a motion that says he can't claim that he did this out of a necessity. He committed a crime. I still haven't figured out what the crime is.
Well, me neither.
Because I haven't broken any laws. There were no laws to give COVID shots. There were no laws to, you know, it was never anything that was passed by any government. It was an edict. It was a mandate. It
was illegal mandate.
And then it was pulled back on the federal level anyway. The Supreme Court pulled it back for everybody except for people in the healthcare world, and they should have pulled that back too. But again, it's, you know, none of this stuff back then has proven to be true or anything. I mean, everybody's backtracked on all of their statements. Mm-hmm. Take the shot and you won't get COVID. That's false.
Right, right.
Take the shot and you won't give it to anybody. That's false. Take the shot and you won't die. That's false. Take the shot and you'll have less of an injury. That's false. You know, I mean, everything that they've said, wear the mask and,
yes,
you know, and, yeah, and you won't give it to anybody else. I mean, every statement that they've said has proven to be false. But yet we're supposed to take their fact that they told us to do that back then and then apply it to the rules now. With what we know. And just like your clip that you had with, mm-hmm, you know, David Martin talking about, you know, how this was all patented. I mean, mm-hmm, these patents go back to 2002, 2003, 2005, the statement by Ralph Baric at that conference, or sorry, not Ralph Baric, but Peter Daszak at, mm-hmm, you know, the EcoHealth Alliance saying, hey, just give us money now and, you know, we'll show you how to make money because, you know, the hype will drive the marketing, which will then, you know, make everything financial. It's all about the money. It's all about control. And it's crazy. So, it's not about health. It's there, you know, it's concept of public health is gone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it and public health really, It should be individual health. You come to your physician, you ask your physician some questions and some, you know, and you say, hey, look, what should I do about this? Your physician is going to look at you, look at your history, look at your, you know, your family history, what you've had done, you know, where you live, what kind of food you eat, you know, where you, you know, what you do for a job and everything else. And he's going to give you a recommendation as to how you should be treated. It shouldn't be a shot in every arm just because the government says so.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But like, that's what they, you know, that's what they're trying to get us to.
The CDC even got on the Today Show and said, we have hope, not data. I mean, yeah, every single, right? I mean, there's an arsenal. There's an arsenal of stuff. And so they don't want to hear any of it. So they're trying to cancel your defense. Will it work? Are they going to be able to do that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we're going to have to file a motion in response, which we will. I mean, their underlying premise is that this was all political. You know, in other words, they've heard me speak about the same stuff that I just talked right now, and they're saying that this was driven by a political bias and a, you know, political drive of my part. This had nothing to do with politics.
They lied.
And it still has nothing to do with politics. It has everything to do with taking care of my patients, people coming to me to be treated the way they wanted to be treated. Nobody was treated in any way that they didn't expect to be treated.
They asked to be treated that
government
way.
Is claiming that I threw away $25,000 worth of their product when in January of 23, I believe, the Utah Health Department threw out over $6 million worth or $2 million worth of, you know, COVID vaccines that went unused. So they threw the COVID vaccine into the garbage or into their biohazard waste product, you know, biohazard waste receptacles. And they're claiming that I did the same thing for $25,000 worth of product. But they want to convict us and throw us in jail for up to 15 years for taking care of our patients, for treating them the way they wanted, over $25,000 worth of product. You know, it's a total farce.
Oh, my gosh. Will you stay on with me? Will you stay on with me for a few minutes? We're going to go to break and then we come back. I just want you to stay on because I know people are hearing this right now and they can't believe it's progressed to this point. The state's attorneys are a really interesting lot. I've never met people that are more un-American and horrifying than state attorneys. It's bizarre. It's bizarre. And so it's amazing that they're asking for the fact that he should have no defense and they are the only defense. Wow. Hey guys, if you love this show, please follow this advice. Go text Birch 989898 and text my name, Kate. You're going to get some free information. It's super important. At least look it over. And I would not be telling you this if I didn't honestly believe this would help you. Okay. They're going to help you with gold-backed security in the money you have out there. Okay. And also, should you unload your money? What should you do? And depending on your age, there's different things. So please go do that. Text 989898 and text my name, Kate.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
You just almost can't believe this is America. I have Dr. Kirk Moore with me, and he's been on a few times about this case, about them pursuing this case, which really should have been between doctor and patient. They had The state had no business going after a Dr. Kurt Moore, but here we are. And now they're trying to tell him that he can't include witnesses that he wants. He can't have the defense that he wants. This is amazing. But first, please give people your give, send, go so they can help you, because people have to stop giving money to the criminal parties and start giving money to cases like this so we can fight them in court, because this is where the money needs to go. What's the give, send, go?
So give, send, go is give, send, go / stand for more, all spelled out. And I can
M-O-O-R-E
to you too, or
stand
to you.
For more. Stand for more. And that's with an E. So M-O-O-R-E. So you're not allowed the witnesses that you, if they get their way, you're not, which is amazing that this is their way, because I can't, anyway, you don't get the witnesses. You cannot, they're going to dictate how you fight your case.
Right. They want to tell us that, okay. I mean, part of this is the judge rules in their favor, that we're not allowed to call witnesses of anybody who's been injured, and we're not allowed to call witnesses or vaccine injured or vaccine damaged or has had harm from the vaccines or has had family that have been harmed from it. Or we can't call witnesses that will claim that they came to me out of a necessity on their part, to get the jab that they thought they were getting. So, it's not the end of the, it's not the end of the road if we get ruled against. But you mentioned it earlier, it sets us up for appeal. My attorneys have said that, this will go directly to the 10th Circuit, and then if we get ruled against on that, then it'll go to the Supreme Court.
Right.
Because, this is a, if you can't use the necessity defense, and when, it's amazing, when necessity defense applies, when me or us can believe that, the actual threat required us to do something immediately, mm-hmm. That there was no alternative to doing it, and the harm that we caused, if there was any harm, could not be greater than the harm that we avoided.
Yeah.
And then the fourth one was that we didn't have anything to do with, either causing COVID to happen or having anything to do with the vaccine kind of rollout or anything like that, which obviously we didn't. So, so it's kind of like if you have a case that meets all four of those criteria, I don't know how you can say that this case doesn't meet that. It's the only case of its kind across the country. The judge has already said that. It's crazy. So,
and the state has all the money in the world to fight you. And they're right. Coming up with all of these asinine, insane, crazy ways to get you to not bring the evidence that really actually calls these shots into question and what these shots were doing. They don't want you bringing that into court. They don't want a case right. like that. That's so fascinating to me.
Right.
Diabolical. Wow.
I mean, it is. A lot of people say, this is just showing their hand. I've had a lot of friends of mine and family and acquaintances and people online say, hey, they're going to drop this case because look at all this stuff that's coming out. And then they send me articles of all these people that are dying and turbo cancers mm-hmm. and people without immune dysfunction. And, when's the last time you saw a news report of, 7-year-old, 14-year-old kids that die, on a soccer field or, mm-hmm. Die going to school or mm-hmm. you get called. I mean, it's crazy now. Parents are getting phone calls about their 12-year-old kids in school that just collapsed. Go see them at the hospital.
Yep.
You never saw that before.
No,
ever.
And the CDC just came out with their report about, and that was minimal, but they came out with, they had to come out with it because the judge ordered them to come out with, what was it? Almost 1 million people harmed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and they're coming out with the data already. I mean, the V-safe data, which was, mm-hmm. people that self-enrolled,
right.
To do it, that Del Bigtree has come up with and Informed Consent Action Network that he has, his nonprofit organization,
yeah.
talking about, all that data that essentially a third of the 10 million people had some sort of, problems and mm-hmm. had to go to the emergency room, had to see their doctor, couldn't go to work,
right.
couldn't go to school.
I have to go. We're going to come right back.
Okay.
Stay with me. KateDallyRadio.com. Thanks, you guys. Okay, you guys, if you go to bed thinking about it, you wake up thinking about it. Okay, here's the truth. Credit card debt. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it really impossible to pay off your debt. So as this inflation's going to keep going, as we've been reporting on the show, Done With Debt is a great way. It's a lifeline, in other words. It's a great way. It's an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. I really love these guys. I'm telling you, the work they're doing is great, or I wouldn't have them as a sponsor on my show. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for, and then they know how to reduce the bills faster. They know how to cut interest rates. They have a very, very skilled staff of negotiators, and that's what you want, right? So without bankruptcy, without a new loan, just go ahead and get with them to understand how to do this. Done with Debt are the experts in these brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. Tell them the show sent you. You need to hurry because some debt solutions are kind of time sensitive. So go to donewithdebt.com. 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 You'll love these guys. I promise they're so good at what they do. Let's get some peace of mind.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
While storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us all swear allegiance to a land that's still free. Let us all
country folks, and it's cases like these, and you're getting an update about Dr. Kirk Moore, a physician in my state of Utah, who this will become a national case, I have a feeling. He's still on with me. I want to highlight this today because we need to make sure that we're realizing what's going on with the cases they're still trying to pursue in relationship to these wicked little shots that they wanted everybody to get in a mandatory fashion. And so they've gone after him, and now they're denying him a necessity defense. And we were just talking about the jury because, okay, so the jury's seeing all of the things that are going on in the country. Is that going to be helpful? What's your answer to that, Dr. Moore?
Well, you know, it should be helpful. I mean, I would think that everybody in our mm-hmm. country right now has been, has been affected by the results and the damage that these vaccines have done. Family members, friends, coworkers, bus drivers, truck drivers, you name it. Anybody that has anything to do with their life has been affected by it.
Mm-hmm.
So you would expect that, people would have, some empathy or sympathy for, what it is that when people are trying to do the right thing.
Right.
But we also mentioned that, there's still a lot of people that the cognitive dissonance and being able to come to grips with, hey, my husband, had his COVID shot yesterday and he just died today of a heart attack. And the doctor's telling the mm-hmm. wife that, he has a history of heart disease or family history, or even if he didn't, it happens, and, it wasn't related to COVID vaccine. And then those people will just say, the doctor says it wasn't related to COVID vaccine, so that lets me off the hook. Because the guilt that would be involved with that,
You're right.
Be tremendous, and people
right.
aren't able to assimilate that and be able to come to grips with it. It's a difficult problem.
Yeah, you're right, because all I've been touched with is you've been touched. Everybody knows somebody that all of a sudden they were in great health, and then all of a sudden this happened. So I so appreciate the stand that you're having to take, and I hope people help you out. Stand with Moore, Moore, at Give, Send, Go, because you're a wonderful physician, and I'm so sad that this is happening to you. Because here we are in 2024 in April, and I just can't believe this still.
I know. We're 3+ years into the vaccine rollout, and
yeah.
we're still being, and the data is still trying to be hidden mm-hmm. from us. So,
well, I thought they would drop the case. I thought, like a lot of people did, I thought they would drop the case because obviously they don't want all this going to court. So it's interesting, the tactic that they're using is they're just denying you the defense. That's amazing. Yeah.
Right. Whew. Some people say it shows a little bit of weakness on their part because, if we are able to present the data and the science and get witnesses to, you know, come in and support our position, mm-hmm. Then, you know, it would completely derail their, you know, derail their ability to kind of, you know, to convict us.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you.
And
I hope people help you.
Any help that we can get would be great.
Stand with
Gibson
more.
Go, you know, Gibson Go, standformore.com.
Stand for more. I'm so sorry. Stand for more. Stand for more. Okay. I so appreciate you. Please stay strong on this. Let us know what happens next. And I just cannot believe that they're doing this to you. It should have been doctor patient. And you think you have that, but no, you don't. And this was all done under the guise of an emergency. And it's so vile, and evil, the whole thing that's happening. So I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me. On. Appreciate it.
Dr. Kurt Moore, can you believe that? Just deny the defense. Just deny the defense. I know you're probably sitting there thinking, how in the world does this happen? Like I am. I don't know. I don't know. All I know is that we are in a situation that I think we... This is coming more. There's more of this coming. Trust me, because they're fighting it in this way. Otherwise, they would have dropped it. They're fighting it in this way. They want to deny people their right to defend themselves. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I just listened to all that while driving to the gym. And I'm also thinking about, you know, those of us dealing with long COVID symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And me, myself, I've been so sick the last 4 years with weird symptoms. And how will they manipulate people like us? You know, how will they consider that we have, you know, these possible illnesses and symptoms that are associated with COVID and the illness itself? Or will they manipulate us when we try to come together and stand up yeah. and say, hey, you know, what were we, mm-hmm. should we say, poisoned with? You know, what are we actually sick with? And I'm 37 years old and I have health problems like, that I shouldn't have. And it's like, I didn't even get vaccinated. And it's bizarre to me to listen to all these things and to go to the hospital yesterday and have an ultrasound done of my thyroid and have to have blood work done and be lethargic and fatigued and sick all the time with like a dry cough every day since I've had COVID 3 years ago.
Interesting.
And I'm sorry, I'm venting. It's just like, what's really going on?
Right. Right.
And when you ask the question of like, what's happened? It's like, what's happened is this mm-hmm. is what happens when things are stolen.
Yeah,
from what is supposed to be rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happens when things are stolen and things are used
and lied.
Evil,
deception.
The evil side.
Yeah,
yeah, that's it. That's what it is, and we can mm-hmm. go around about it all day long,
mm-hmm.
and we can try to question it all day long, but this is pure evil. And
yep. I agree.
You know, I just ask for prayers for myself, for my health, and for others who aren't just suffering mm-hmm. from the symptoms
right.
and the loss of what the vaccine has done, mm-hmm. but what the illness has done itself to many. And I'm talking to more and more people, especially women between 30 and 60 years old, who are having major illnesses, major, like, mm-hmm. major problems that they shouldn't be having. So my prayers go out to everyone who's been vaccinated and harmed by it.
Mm-hmm.
And those who have been affected by COVID. I know your husband had some issues.
Yeah, he was in the hospital.
And,
I'm glad
you know,
he's alive.
Just, yeah, but I'm glad
yeah.
he's alive too.
Thank you.
I'm glad I'm alive. I had a weird thing in November mm-hmm. where my blood pressure dropped. And the best they could come up with is that I had a virus. It was very similar to COVID. I started losing my taste and smell again, November 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Weird symptoms came about. Like I said, no vaccines with it all, but still, what are they
right.
doing to us to make
right.
us this sick?
Thank you.
So we can wonder. So, yeah.
Thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. We're going to have to go to break in a minute, but thank you. Thank you. There's so much going on and so many lies and so much deception. And there was a coordinated campaign. It was the result of a nonprofit known as the Public Good Project. You probably haven't heard of it, have you? The Public Good Project, directly linked to the pharmaceutical industry. it used the industry funding it received to defend industry interests. All kinds of groups like this. A lot of people aren't hearing about these groups. When I come back, I'll talk a little bit more about them. But there was so much, we were fed so much deception. And here's the deal. I know you're tired of it. I know you're tired of hearing about it. But there's a couple of things I want to play for you and a couple of things I need to say about it today. We'll bring on other subjects too. But it's just sickening. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
New.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. There's so much to say. And after covering all of this for 4 years, it's been difficult. It's been hard. Lost some friends over the fact that we called out COVID from day one as a sham. I think COVID is a sham. I think it's a label that's being used for a lot of poisoning that's going on. And I also, before I get going, I just wanted to mention, please get to Birch Gold. Look, I know you feel kind of helpless, especially when it comes to the last 4 years and dealing with all of this stuff that we have to still deal with. And it's exhausting, and I get it. But there are things that you can do. And so shore up your IRAs, shore up your all the money you have out there, your savings. It doesn't matter how little either. And you might think, well, should I? I mean, it's not that. Yeah, you should. You should back it with physical gold and silver. The way to do that, and it doesn't cost you anything to do it, so why would you not do that? make sure and text Birch Gold 989898 and text my name Kate, okay? You're going to get some free information by doing that. And you can just look that over when you'd like to and share that with people you know, but it's so good. And they do update that information and change it and to what's happening right now. So make sure that you're, again, texting 989898 and texting my name, Kate. There's so many things that have happened, and I know it's exhausting, and I know it's like the last thing you want to think about. It's Friday. You want to get to your weekend. You want to have some fun because we've had 4 years of this and the battles and the divisiveness and everything that's going on in the country. There are many, many groups that were responsible for a lot of things that people didn't even get to hear about. I do want to play this clip for you from Jimmy Dore about research, because this is the truth, and you'll identify with this for sure. Here we go.
It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Even comedians would get on stage and they would shame people for trying to get informed about a medical treatment that was experimental that they had to take or they would lose their jobs and they wouldn't be able to travel. And when people tried to get informed about that, other people shamed them. They would say, please tell me you're not gonna do your own research. You've heard people say that. Please don't do your own research. You know, before COVID, doing your own research used to be called reading. Now you're shaming me for reading? At the behest of Big Pharma? It's like I woke up in the middle of a Bill Hicks bit. Well, looks like we got ourselves a reader. That's how much people internalized the propaganda from Big Pharma, was that they would be anti-intellectual enough to shame people for reading while they're wagging their finger at them for doing it. You would never shame people for trying to get informed, no matter what other subject it was, no matter how unimportant. Like if I say, hey, I'm gonna go buy a car. Don't look into it. Well, how will I know which car to get? Ask the salesman. He's the expert. What are you, Henry Ford?
Is that not the truth? In a nutshell, I think that clip, I've met Jimmy Dore. He's a funny guy. That clip alone says everything about how people were treated that just tried to find out what was going on. And because of that, though, many people did wake up to what was happening. So that's a good thing, because the second you tell somebody, don't do your own research, listen to whatever the government says, you know, right? I mean, can you name anything the government's actually done that's worked in your benefit? I spoke to some great kids at a school yesterday morning, and it's so funny. You know, these kids are amazing and smart, and I was just soaking all that in because they had the best questions about things, and they knew, right? They knew about all these issues, and I just love that kids know truth too, and they can see when something's wrong, they can feel it. And I said, you know, when you come across truth, the interesting part about truth is that you can't unsee it. So once you know something and it's a truth, you won't be able to, it'd be very, very difficult to convince yourself otherwise. And so this is why we need to band together to really, really wake people up. Because when Dr. Kirk Moore was talking about the jury, it could work one of two ways. Number one, you got a jury that's going, oh man, I can't believe we were conned into all this for 4 years. But then the other part of the jury is going to, because of maybe guilt of getting those shots, and it was the boosters that I think were the biggest problem, that when they got those shots, they're going to say, well, that wasn't the reason that my loved one at 40 keeled over from a heart attack, because of the guilt. They don't want to feel the guilt. So they'll do anything to say, well, it was natural causes. You know, I was looking at obituaries. I know, what a weird thing to do. But I was looking at cause of death, and 80% of it was cancer. Lots of cancer. And you have to ask yourself, why in 2024 are we mostly dying of cancer? And why are we dealing with all of these health problems in 2024? So if the government loved you and the government wanted what was best for you and even gave you a shot program to help you with all that darn disease for the last 50 years, then why in the world are 80 to 85% of us dying of cancer? That's the cause of death. Very few are dying just from natural causes of death in old age. And many people who did the shots in their old age, they just assume because they're old, that's why they died. But I would say that 80% of the obituaries, I looked at about 100 obituaries, and a good over 80% were cancer. So just the sheer obvious nature of why we're dying as a populace should tell you volumes. It should tell you a lot about the government, a lot about their protocols, the things they insist on. I was listening to flu ads. Get your flu shot. Are you more skeptical about that now? I would hope, because it's all the same ingredients going into your body. That's what the doctors that I've had on the show say. Stay away from their shots. Stop taking what they offer you. Stop doing what they want you to do. The only reason my husband's alive is because I didn't do what the hospital wanted me to do. And the hospital wanted to do what the government wanted them to do. And the only reason that my husband's alive and in good health, golfed on the fifth day out of ICU, is because of that. Is because I didn't do anything they wanted me to do. Nothing. We did ivermectin, high-dose vitamins, got him out in 3 days. Person on the right died, the person on the left died while we were there. So it's really scary what the government is telling the medical industry to do to you and telling them what's safe. And the saddest part to me is that we have a lot of dingling doctors and nurses who won't think outside the box and say, hey, maybe my government's a sham. Maybe my government's lying to me. And I'm not going to do these things to this patient. That's why I love Dr. Kirk Moore, because he saw through it. Love him. You need to help him. Stand for more at GoFundMe or go get.